Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a relationship story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's dive straight in to today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from TRYGGVI747. I didn't know if you could pronounce that or not. And it's from the subreddit r/RBI, which is for Reddit Bureau of Investigation, where they use the power of the internet to solve real-world problems. It's titled, I Think I Have a Twin. First, I wanted to share some suspicions I have. Second, I know this will sound like the plot of The Parent Trap. Please don't write me off. Let's start with the basics. Dad left when I was 3. From what I've gathered, it was a non-violent yet ugly situation of loathing between the two. Mum has only talked about it once, and I suspect she regrets telling me. I'm a 24-year-old male, by the way. My earliest two memories include a girl. In the first, we're in a room in my maternal grandparents' house, deciding that we're shy and don't want to talk to people. So when they ask us our age, we'll simply hold up 3 fingers. I'll never forget that moment, partly because I think it's the first time I ever held up 3 fingers at the same time. It was a new sensation, but she was there, a girl. I've ruled everything out. My grandmother's peers, neighbours, none of them had kids that age. There's simply no reason for this girl to exist. She's in another memory, a similar one, probably from the same time. This one I forgot until recently. I work in marketing now. There's an old indoor sports center with 2 soccer fields/hockey rinks and a gym. In addition, there's offices, old arcade games, a place for concessions, and a daycare center. They've been closed for a while, but we're planning a big upswing pre-COVID. Our agency was going to give them a push, and I visited a little under a year ago to take some stills. As soon as I walked in, the memory hit me. My grandmother dropping us off at the daycare center inside. Us. I remembered it so vividly. Most of the lights were off, so the indoor fields looked like a dark ocean. And she must have been going to physical therapy. And she dropped 2 of us off. I know it was the girl from my 3 memory. It stuck with me, but I didn't chase the thought. It must have been some girl. After all, there's no pictures of her, and no family member had ever brought it up. Then again, it's the exact same situation with my dad, whoever and wherever he is. Could he have taken her and my mum got me? I want to pursue this because one of the last things my grandmother ever said to me before she passed last fall sent chills down my spine. She was talking through the window of her home, and I was masked up and keeping my safe distance. She knew things were winding down and her mind wasn't very sharp anymore. But she said, "You've grown up so much. You were so small back then. Both of you were." I instinctively replied, "Both who?" But she recoiled from answering as if she remembered not to say something. We helped clean her house after she passed away, Mum and I dug through some photos. Photos I had never seen but didn't tell me anything new, except for the same girl in the background of 3 of them. She's swimming in the pool, running in the park and searching for Easter eggs at church. Is it her? I don't know. There's no pictures of my dad, and if they wanted to keep my potential sister a secret, I can understand why she wouldn't be in any. But would it be possible that my grandmother kept somewhere she was slightly in the picture, whether intentional or not? What should my first step be? Talk with my mum? I don't know, I don't want to seem crazy to her. I have a stepdad, but we're not too close since he came into the picture when I was a preteen. Who knows if he knows anything? I imagine my dad and sister are out there somewhere. Do you think I have enough to support that belief? And obviously the whole point of this subreddit was to investigate, so some of the comments are quite interesting, which we'll cover in a moment. And my first thought as I was reading this, and it will be answered in a moment by the way, is like the whole birth certificate, surely it'll tell you, you know, if you was a twin. And I'm not 100% sure on that, but I would have thought it may have. And we do have like a couple of updates on this one as well. And it is interesting, you know, grandma's got some of these pictures with her in the background. And she mentioned it as, you know, as she was sort of winding down, as you said, which I'm sorry for your loss, by the way. But apart from that whole birth certificate, I'm not sure what you could suggest apart from, you know, just asking your mum straight up and seeing what their reaction is. Impressive Cat said, "This might be so obvious, I'm ridiculous for asking, but have you tried Facebook searching? Searching your dad to see if he has any pictures with a girl your age or even a daughter listed? Alternatively, searching via last name to see if a girl comes up." And Porter Q says, "I obviously don't know your family, so take this with a grain of salt. Here it goes. Mum and dad splitting, each taking a toddler, and never speaking again just seems so far from likely. I can't speak for fathers, but I just can't imagine a mother being willing to give up her daughter but keep her son. But I don't think it's unlikely that this girl you remember might be your sister, your twins, or another close family members. Here's my theories. She was your twin and she passed away. She was your half-sister and she left with your dad. She was someone else, cousin, close family, friend, etc., who your grandmother cared for. Cousin would make most sense. The story could be more complex though. I've heard of people learning later in life that they spend time away from their parents for whatever reason. For example, maybe you lived at your grandmother's house for a short time because your parents were struggling. This little girl could have been a neighbor or a child your grandmother babysat. Or maybe she was your sister, but she was younger.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Or older, and one of you were confused about your age, like a 3-year-old easily could have been. I've heard of adults who find out later in life that they had a sibling, who either died before they were born or when they were young. So memories like you have would make sense. And then there was just many comments talking about, you know, the whole birth certificate, get your birth certificate and see what's on there. Some people suggesting, you know, a 23andMe DNA test. One even flagged up an Am I the Arsehole post where a sister was looking for their brother with almost a similar story. And I'm not sure if the updates are going to go down that path or not, we'll find out in a second. But OP's little update said, first thing I'm working on is my birth certificate. If it tells me I'm one of one, I'll casually ask my mum who the girl in the photos is. So I can't thank everyone enough for the support and for the overwhelming agreement that I should pull my birth certificate. Once I had the free time to do so, I got the copy. Sure enough, I'm one of one. No twin. The girl from my memories and possibly the photos still nagged at me. Enough was enough and I decided to do what many of you also suggested. Honest talk with Mum. I got the chance to sit down with her over dinner. It was tough convincing her not to bring my stepdad, but with my girlfriend out for the night, I managed to convince her it would be mother-son time. Then I hit her with a question. Do I have a sister? Her reaction wasn't what I expected. It was almost like she was glad. Why'd you ask? I told her everything I told you guys. My memories, Grandma's slip-up, and I showed her the photos we took from Grandma's house. She was silent for a second. She replied, "That would be your half-sister." She asked if I was ready and told me the whole story of her and my dad filling over the gaps and, well, it's kind of shitty. My mum and I were a second family. My dad and half-sister's mum were married and we're family friends. Dad cheated with my mum and the timing couldn't have been more perfect. My half-sister and I were born within a month. Mum knew we were on the side and continued to go along with it. And my grandmother would babysit both of us. This is the time where all the memories and photos come from. When we were about 3, my half-sister's mum got wise to the truth and insisted her family move away and cut off all contact. Obviously, that's exactly what happened. Mum wasn't happy as she liked the arrangement and took it like a bad breakup. Mum and grandma, the only two who knew my dad, decided not to tell me. In a bit of a not shitty news though, he's allegedly been financially supporting us the whole time. Just a bit here and there, but enough to make my life as comfortable as it was. Then Mum told me their names. She wants to be left out of it if I try to make contact, but I'm not sure I will just yet. That's a personal thing to figure out, and I think I'll take my time. But some social media searching led me to my half-sister's profile. I broke down in tears when I saw it because even 20 years later, I recognized her. So she's not my twin, but my half-sister is out there, and she's exactly who I remember and thought she was. Thank you all for the support, and wait a second, we do have another update. First off, I don't really need anything solved. I just wanted to share an update since so many people have expressed interest. Thank you for your kind words. Hey, It's the guy who thought he had a twin sister, but discovered he was actually part of a second family. It's been an interesting couple of months. Well, where did I leave off? Not long after I discovered the identities of my biological dad and half-sister from my mum, my stepdad sat me down. It was pretty generic, you are my stepson, yes, but you're a son to me stuff. Like I said in a previous post, he's a good guy, we're just not the closest. He looked like he wanted to say something else, however. He lingered, opened his mouth, then closed it, left my room with a polite nod, and that was that. I didn't pay it too much attention at the time. Here's some important background on my stepdad. He started dating my mum when I was 12, and they got married when I was 15. Like my mum, he doesn't do any social media and holds a steady job. He's a middle-of-the-road, normal guy. I never thought he'd have skeletons in the closet too. See, I have my mum's last name, and in a sweet move, my stepdad took our last name when they got married. I'm the one joining your family, he would say. He's one of the nicest guys I've met. More on that later. My mum told me a bit more about the argument with my dad when he moved away with his wife and daughter. She said that my dad supporting us financially wasn't as simple as him mailing a check every month, but she didn't elaborate too much. So, I have access to names and contact information to my biological father and half-sister. They live on the other side of the country and seemed pretty normal. With a lot of nervousness and doubt, I decided to reach out. I'll spare you the whole process. A couple of texts, a couple of days pass. Dad and I have a video call, and then, when it seemed like an awkward foray was coming to an end, how about I fly you out here? Lots of soul searching and mental preparedness later, I set cross country to meet my, as I've been calling them, half family. I was shocked. My dad was like me, a huge nerd and collector. His wife was very nice, even took me aside one time to share she had no ill will towards me, not even much towards my mum anymore. She apologized for being the one to keep me from my dad for so long, but I let her know she wasn't to blame. And my sister. My sister and I have become best friends in the past 6 months. The headline here is, she remembered me too. She has several more memories than I. She can't remember the three thing, but she remembers daycare at the indoor athletic facility, and she told me about riding little battery-powered four-wheelers at grandma's. I remembered it as soon as she said it. We are twins in all but mothers. We've become pen pals, discussing our families and what our growing up experiences have been. And it turns out it's a good thing I had her for support when what happened happened. I visited their home in the Pacific Northwest this summer, when there was an insane heat wave. They have no AC in the home, no need for it, so the house was consistently reaching 90 degrees. We're sitting around one night, my half family and I, sweating on the deck. The sun had sunk behind the mountains and we were sharing some beers and telling stories. Dad was telling a story about a day he skipped school while his brother went to school. And Dad got away with it because his brother signed his attendance sheet. My dad's wife said my stepdad's name has always been punctual. And my dad said quickly after that, yeah, we all know that, even you. We all kind of froze. My sister just looked as confused as me. My dad's wife stared silently into her glass and my dad sighed. Yeah, I don't know how to tell you this part. I was thinking he might want to. Here's the shocker. So, way back when my half family left, my dad and his brother, my uncle, take care of the family. Bring by groceries, fix up the house. He helped us out a lot, and for the first decade of my life, he was kept distant from me. But then, him and my mum fell in love. I was a preteen when I was introduced to him as my mum's boyfriend. My dad was shocked by the relationship and cut off contact, and my uncle married my mum when I was 15. Once I was sure everything was finally out in the blue, I think I was okay. My stepdad slash uncle and my dad don't really talk anymore for obvious reasons. I had an enjoyable rest of my visit, but dreaded coming home to confront my stepdad, uncle, God. I wish you all could have known how I felt. Once back, I sat my mum and stepdad down. I know you are my uncle. Just like every other problem I've had over the past year, it resolved much more easily than I could have imagined. I begged my parents, all of them, to tell me everything I don't know. I'll keep personal conversations personal beyond this story, but for the first time in my life, I know everything about myself. I know it's messed up. I was part of a second family. Grandma forced to keep secrets, not knowing my real dad, or even the existence of my half-sister. my stepdad being my uncle, but I've turned out okay. I'm in a steady relationship and have a good job, and I'm barely in my mid-20s. I've learned valuable lessons from the mistakes of my loved ones, and I want to leave you with this. My parents have had the weight of the world on their shoulders for 20 years. In the past couple of months, we found cathartic healing and a stronger bond than ever. Forgiveness is in the air. I like to think my grandma knew this would happen eventually. Don't keep secrets from your loved ones, but if you have some currently, approach the situation deftly and honestly. Times will be tough, but the light at the end of the tunnel is relieving. I'm not confused anymore. My family has doubled in size, physically and emotionally. For the first time ever, we'll continue to grow as one.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Update. I know this isn't a post asking for help, I just wanted to update everyone since I've had hundreds of messages over the past couple of months. Thank you all.
Wow, what an absolute roller coaster of a story. Just when you think like you've got the whole story and you know it's going to end, something else happens. Wow. Now, what do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and we're going to move on to another story. Now, this next story comes from Throwaway86, who says, my female 16 parents found out that I'm bi and does come with an update. My parents want to have a talk with me later when dad gets back from work, but they found out because of my brother, and I'm scared and don't know what to say. When I tried to make mum talk about it sooner because I hate waiting, she kept saying, I should know and that we'll talk later. And this is all because my brother told them after an argument we had. My brother recently went through a breakup with his girlfriend, and this whole thing started because I didn't take his side. My mum and dad had been sugarcoating him, but I told him he was wrong to cheat on her, and that while I don't want to ever see him miserable, that I didn't feel sorry for him when he did this to himself. However, that blew up into a fight when he called me a bunch of things and pointed out how I was yet to be in a relationship and stuff like that. But he's just been miserable and looking for attention at home. My parents are just letting him choose where we eat and other things to make him feel better. The way he found out was because he went into my room and went through my bag that had resources inside, and he showed my mum and dad, which is why they want to talk. I don't know what they're going to say or what I should say during the meeting or even lie. And I'm not scared that they'll take away my privileges. I'm scared that they'll not let me go to college I want or will just yell at me. And I never intended to tell them anyway because I knew that they wouldn't be approving of it at all. Only one of my friends know, and she's always cool with me. But my parents are very religious and I'm honestly scared for later. And I've just been really angry and wanted to get back at my brother in some way too. I don't know if I should just lie tonight just to make it through. And if I were going to go that route, what would I even say? I just wanted to ask if there was anyone who maybe went through similar and would know what to say in this situation. And before we go to that update, we're going to start off with Salty Bruce, who says, look, I think the entire world would agree that your brother is hot garbage. He cheated on his girlfriend and outed you against your will. You didn't have to get back at him and shouldn't waste the energy. He has to live with being a totally garbage person forever. Damn it, Janet 5 says, oh, is this about the stuff that brother found after he went into my bedroom and went through my personal belongings? I'm hanging on to that stuff for a friend. I don't know why he went into my personal room and felt like he had to rummage through my things and show anything to you. I find this to be a gross violation of my privacy, and I'm really, really upset that he did this to me.
Panzer says, maybe you can also change the topic onto your brother's breach and disrespect of your privacy, as well as his pettiness and entitlement. And that all this happened because you disapprove of his vile cheating. He should really work on his morals, etc, etc. Basically, don't make this about you, make it about him. Also, it is perfectly okay to lie to protect yourself from any repercussions of being outed. I mean, who is to say that your brother didn't put all these things into your bag for revenge? How would you even know anything about that? You've never had a relationship. Where do these things come from? You have no idea. Shouldn't he be punished for all this acting up and putting his little sister to scrutiny like this just over a disagreement about his morals? And OP replied to that saying, they've just been sucking up to him and trying to make him feel better and don't seem to care how they found out, but only that they did. I'm completely okay with lying because I never planned to tell them anyway because they are very religious, but I just wish he never did this because it's a lot. But now we're going to move straight on to that update to see what happened next. My parents had a talk with me after he showed them the resources he found in my purse after going into my room without permission, and the conversation went about as well as I expected it to. My parents are very religious and I never planned to tell them as long as I live with them. But he doesn't get crap for going through my purse, and I'm the one getting punished because of what he did. As I wrote last time, he cheated on his girlfriend, but my parents have been sucking up to him and let him do whatever he wants. I don't like to see him miserable, but I told him that I didn't feel sorry for him because he did this to himself, but that set him off. Mum and Dad have been letting him choose dinner and skip chores and not charge him rent for the month because he's been sad. And I get that his relationship is his personal business, but when I simply stated that they were pampering him because he's graduating and going to college and having a graduation party, he got upset with me and pointed out how I never had a relationship and that I should shut up. But he took it a step further by doing what he did. So, our update says, I want to make this clear. He did not get punished or talked to at all for going into my room and going through my purse. He just did it to get back at me because I insulted him. Showed my resources to my parents, and they said they wanted to have a talk with me. And when I asked my mum why, she said I should know why, and that she was disappointed, and that we'd talk when my dad got home. The reason why I wrote my first post was because I was nervous and not knowing what to say. Some people said I should lie for my own safety, and some also did the hard work of coming up with one for me. I told them it was Pride Month and that I was trying to get resources for a friend, but I made sure to apologize for encouraging my friend to do something I knew was wrong, since I knew their stance and I thought that would work. However, it did not, and the talk went pretty much like I thought it would. Dad said he was also disappointed and that this was not how I was raised, and pretty much said that they need to do a better job of being more involved in my life and setting a better example, and he took a lot of the blame on him. I was afraid that they would yell, but the only time they did was when they caught that I was lying. But when I told them that I was angry that my brother violated my privacy, they said that he wasn't wrong and that God brings things to parents' attention to help them and stuff like that. And this is where we began yelling again because they are proud of him for telling them that I am bi and I'm in the doghouse while he's getting commended by them. I can't say just how much I hate my brother this week. If I wanted to come out on my own, I would have, but I've decided before all this that I wouldn't because I knew where my parents stood on this matter. But now they want me to talk to someone at church about it, and I really don't want anyone else to know about this. But now I have a problem that people in church need to know about, and I don't want them to. But they're going to tell someone anyway. Is there anything I can do, or is it a lost cause at this point to try and reason with any of them? And am I wrong to never want anything to do with my brother ever again? Absolutely, you're not wrong for wanting nothing to do with your brother again after what he did. And it's one of those situations that we've seen a few times on this channel, you know, with the parents treating OP like this, that, you know, as soon as they can, they're going to be out of there. And I can't blame OP at all. Being told that they can't be who they are and they're disappointed in them. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Anyway, what do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. What would be your advice to OP in this situation? There's already some wonderful advice in that post already. And just coming back, this guy was 18 years old. Fucking hell. Ah, dear. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. It absolutely means the world to me every single time. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love.
Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.